Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. I just wanted to pop in and offer this little mini special episode on what do I mean when I talk about the nervous system. As I was recording the first few episodes of this podcast, I realized that I mentioned the nervous system a lot. And I think it's thrown out there a lot. And maybe, I think we're mostly familiar that there is a nervous system. We remember learning it in school at some point in our lives. But let's take a little bit of time just to share a little bit about what it means and what it means when I talk about it. It's going to come up a lot in this podcast. It comes up a lot in the work that I do. And I'll mention things like regulation, dysregulation, or nervous system support. And you might be sitting there thinking, I feel like I should know what she means when she's talking about this, but I have no idea. And maybe you go to Google, maybe it helps you, maybe it doesn't. So let's break it down a little bit here. So what is the nervous system? At its core, your nervous system is your body's communication network. It helps you take in information from the world around you through your senses, and then it decides what to do with that information. It controls how you move, how you react, how you feel. It's what helps you feel calm, activated, or totally overwhelmed. And even though we think of it often in terms of emotions or mental health, the nervous system is a physical system in your body and is not just a mindset. So looking a little bit deeper about regulated, dysregulated, what the heck am I talking about? A regulated nervous system doesn't mean you feel good all the time. It does not mean that you're just feeling content and happy moving throughout your day. It just means that your system has a capacity to respond in a flexible, supportive way. You're able to adjust and shift gears when you need to. And you might get activated, but you can come back to calm and can come back to that calm a little bit of an easier way. It doesn't take a lot of energy and effort to come back to that. You can rest when it's time to rest and move when it's time to move. So the nervous system is what regulates that fight or flight freeze, where recently you might hear fawn. It controls that response. So when someone is regulated, they might come into that feeling of fight or flight, but they can easily, quote unquote easily, come back to a neutral feeling. So they can come out of that fight or flight feeling without taking a lot of energy, without using a lot of their capacity, their mental load. A dysregulated nervous system might mean that you feel stuck in one mode. You're always on or hyper alert. So that feeling to fight, that feeling of flight might always be on and you can't make it stop. It could be a feeling of shutdown or you're checked out. You're spinning in feelings of overwhelm and having a really hard time accessing those feelings of calm, clarity, or focus. And for neurodivergent folks, especially, you might live in a state of chronic dysregulation just from existing in systems that don't support how you move throughout the world. So when I talk about nervous system support, what does it look like? What does it mean? It is not about fixing anything because it's a biological response. So we have to start to create cues of safety in our body, in our space, in our time, in our relationships. So some days that might look like stretching or rocking or walking. Maybe you're using weighted blankets or sensory tools. Being around and spending time with someone who makes you feel safe. It could be changing your environment or just the reminder to take breaks before that burnout feeling hits. It can really mean just building awareness about what's happening in your body, not just in your brain, and working with it, learning to work with it instead of fighting against it. So why does this matter? When your nervous system feels supported, it's easier to focus, make decisions, access creativity, set boundaries, rest, take action. Oftentimes I'll hear from people that the hardest part is to know where to start and to get started. So this is why nervous system awareness is the foundation of so much of the work that I do. Whether we're talking about yoga, coaching, or organizing, we can't plan or declutter or show up if our systems are stuck in survival mode. So just a reminder as we wrap up this little mini episode here, your nervous system is not broken. Your responses are not wrong. And you are not too sensitive or too much. You're responding to the world the way your system has learned to keep you safe. The goal isn't control, it's capacity. It's being able to move between states with more ease, more compassion, and more tools. That is all for this little mini episode. I hope it helps you feel a little bit more grounded. And the next time you hear me mention nervous system support, you'll be like, oh, I know what she's talking about. I got this. If you want to go deeper, check out some of the nervous system related episodes in the show notes. And as always, I am so glad that you're here. I'll talk to y'all soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.